Podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in the Pod. And on this week's podcast, we bring you, is Ian getting off at Edge Hill?
Monkey Monkey!
And Rise of the Women Artists. All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. The news this week is, Ian, I believe there's a challenger in the ring. When I say a challenger in the ring, I mean somebody has stepped into the limelight. A group of strange-looking creatures describing themselves as monkeys. They're challenging your penguin scenario. And they're quite dirty too.
Apparently, yes. Yeah, we have an Art in Liverpool penguin, as you know, our special Art in Liverpool penguin. But now, yeah, there's some other characters that have turned up in the office, in fact.
They're here right now. No, we are here with Generalissimo.
I may interrupt you there. Generalissimo really does indicate that we are at war here with the penguins. We have no such indication. I'm merely an ambassador, the chief monkey ambassador, and my wag, the chief monkey wag. Ambassador. And we are here to simply offer the branch of peace. It may be a pointy branch, it may be heavy and sharp, and some penguins may get hurt in the line of our duty.
No.
Or not. But really, we are here just for peace, and for peace alone.
You like peace, yeah.
But the monkeys, however, Neil, do not like the penguins whatsoever. That's a different matter. We humans are here just to help the monkeys. In the mission of peace.
Right. Well, I don't know. Monkeys, peace, penguins. Okay. Well, so the Generalissimo ambassador and wag. As I said, that they are here. The serious side of the monkeys is what?
Well, the monkeys, they're on banana boats now as we speak, and they're coming here really to overthrow the overthrow. Such words just about in my mouth. The monkeys are affecting me. Bananas all day. To offer the penguins another option, because the penguins have chased away the summer and the lamb bananas. And the monkeys, of course, like summer and lamb bananas. And they're here to redress the balance in Liverpool with their own display of wacky individualism, much like the penguins and the lamb bananas before them.
And they are raising money for...
They're raising money for charity. For
no,
charity.
Are we getting the money?
No, dear, we're not getting the money. The money goes to charity.
What charity?
All the hate. Children's hospital for children who are sick.
Oh, sick children, like sick as in poor?
Yes, sick as in poor. They need shoes and things of that nature. Okay. So the poor, shoeless children of Alder Hay will soon have their wardrobes replete with the finest splendour that money and monkeys can afford to raise for them. Armani exchange, possibly, but we can't all be millionaires. I don't know. The monkeys deal with that. Back to monkeys, of course. But there are very, very serious issues here at stake. The main one of which being that monkeys do like lamb bananas. And we haven't seen hide nor hair of those since the penguins' arrival. They're only the... And that's a serious issue.
Because it's art, and they remove it.
Art,
I don't really like art. I like passion, because when you look at art, you have to think.
We can't be doing that, can we?
Right, well, Ian, I don't know. I see that the Generalissimo and this kind of... There's some sort of strange thing going on here now, isn't there? There is... but then at the same time, people can buy the monkeys, and they can display them in the shop windows. And the general is looking to speak once more.
The loyal servants of Liverpool, the business community, and organisations and such are going to be fostering the loyal monkey monkeys. Upon their arrival, need somewhere to stay, somewhere to strike their pose, so to speak, because they're much pacifist warriors though they are. They will be standing in such poses. For example, the liver monkey, who was born looking very much like the liver bird of Liverpool, will be standing atop the life of a building if we have our way. And of course, the Sergeant Pepper monkeys will be finding their home at the Hard Day's Night Hotel in Liverpool.
What are they? What's that?
The Sergeant Pepper monkeys.
What's that?
It's, do you remember? Do you know the Beatles?
No. What's that?
The Beatles. John Lennon.
I don't know what that is. Is that old stuff?
We can cut that out later, can't we, gentlemen? Of course. The Sergeant Pepper monkeys, who are well known here in Liverpool for the most part, by almost everybody. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about. And businesses can contact us if they...
If they want their own salt and pepper monkey, maybe.
Salt and pepper monkey, yes, they can have. Art in Liverpool can have an art monkey. And you, whoever you are, can have... Well, you could just be yourself, I suppose, and we could just put a bow on you, really. That'll be done. Just put a plaque next to you. But yes, any kind of bizarre things. It's £50 to foster, well, not the... thousands and thousands of millions of pounds that the penguins, the high-maintenance penguins, are taking to appear in various places. £50, one monkey, and you'll spare the banana-related punishments, which could be severe.
So is it £50 to foster one?
Foster one of the monkeys, that's correct. And they will be with on your premises, hanging out of windows or other such bizarre places, visible to the public, between November and January, then all the monkeys will return to the grand charity auction, but there will be diamonds and glitz and flash photographers. The monkeys will be then adopted fully by whoever is wise enough to pay the most money to have these monkeys. And there are top secret, high profile people on board, organisations I cannot name for...
Like
you cannot name, and celebrities involved of very famous celebrityness and high profileness celebrities who are taking their monkeys.
Like Elton John and.
Elton John, of course. Elton John and Elvis.
And the King.
And the King is having a monkey, and Elvis is having a monkey. And there is some guy called John I spoke to yesterday who is a plumber, I think. He's also having a monkey.
Right, and all sorts. I'm sure there will be all sorts of other people having monkeys. Now, this, as you've said, this is to raise money for the Imagine Appeal, the All Day Hospital Appeal. Okay, good, thank you. Nobody, and that's really good. And it's not a pitch battle between the monkeys and the penguins. It is a complimentary.
It is simply a complimentary thing. The monkeys themselves. You know, monkeys can be like, they throw things, bananas, the brown stuff that is not chocolate cake, much to a popular rumour. It is monkey, it's fecal matter. But yes, they do throw things at people, as people well know, destroy car aerials and car windscreen wipers. So they may get up to some mischief. But we are negotiating peace with the ambassadors, and I put the call up now to Mr. Phil Redmond. Unless he suffer most terrible jibes against his television career, he should be in contact now so we can build this bridge of peace together betwixt penguin and monkey.
Betwixt penguin and monkey, there's something going on here, isn't there? Ian, I'm
speechless.
Well, I'm speechless too.
I am pleased. It's friendly rivalry. Because even people who've got penguins. Penguins, yes, and had super bananas can now have monkeys as well. It's not either or. Yeah.
It's not either or. That's true. Generalissimo, if I may, thank you very much.
Get your hands off me, you damn dirty human.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Ian, so that was Mankey Monkey. They've left us now. So apart from that, what else has been in the news? I see before me small grants for arts and cultural projects 2010. This was exciting. As I was leaving the office today, I saw this information. So you'd give us a bit more information.
That's right, yes. This is hot off the press, or email from the council. Liverpool Council's grant procedure has opened for applications. This is for 2010, which is the year of health and innovation and so on. So... They've teamed up. It's in partnership with Liverpool NHS Primary Care Trust. So I don't know if they're supplying part of funding or what. So yeah, the application is open now. This is for small grants up to a maximum of £5,000, and it's for projects taking place between April and December next year. And there are the criteria: the organisers must be based in Liverpool and be not-for-profit, etc. So all the details are on the blog there, and the deadline is the 30th of November, so you've got to be quick.
Right, so that's small grants for arts and cultural projects. So what else has been in the news?
Yeah, we were glued to our TV sets last night. It was the final round of Design for Life.
Missed it.
Oh. that's the programme with Philip Stark, where so many design people were fighting to get one place, which was meant they could work with Philip Stark for 6 months. And that was won by Liverpool's very own designer, Ilse Parry. Yeah, she won that, and the other guy who got through to the last two is the two of them will be at the Liverpool Design Festival, the Eco Design Show, which is coming up the week after next. And a reminder that you can get 2-for-1 tickets through Art in Liverpool. If you look for the item on the website there, you can apply and get 2-for-1 tickets for the Liverpool the Eco Design Show in the Crypt.
That sounds brilliant. I did have a look at Ilse's work earlier. It was in the Liverpool Echo. It looks really nice. Looks really nice piece.
Yeah, she's good, and the thing that she did for the Philip Stark looked really good. Yeah, amazing. We did watch the whole thing. I don't normally watch those things. I mean, this was actually delayed because the program should have been broadcast in the air, but they had to show The Apprentice, and I don't like those sort of programs normally. But because it was about design and so on, I thought it'd be good, and it ended up you could see the difference between the first program and the last program, how they'd really come on and they'd worked with advertising agencies and all that, and learned all about how to present themselves and so on. So it was good.
Brilliant. I think I'm not sure if I've seen some of that, but maybe I have, maybe I haven't. Who knows? Now, also, bringing two things which I love very dearly together. Art in Liverpool supports Under the Mud, the DVD launch of Under the Mud. Tell us about this. Now, I know a little bit about it, so you tell us a little bit about it. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Under the Mud?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen the film, actually?
No.
Okay. Well, yeah, you've probably seen loads of clips. It's a really funny, a really good film. And, yeah, it was February 2007. They had the premiere in the Philharmonic Hall. And we went to see that. It is a really good film. Andrew Schofield's in it. But the rest of the actors and so on aren't well known, and it was written by unknown scriptwriters, all local people. The company that directed, is it Hurricane Films?
Yeah.
They're based on Hope Street. But they just raised their own funds and did it. And it's such a marvellous film, and it's won awards all around the planet. They've been to America and shown it there and so on. But now it's out on DVD, and they just need more money to help launch. Tell people that the DVD is there and available. So we're supporting them. The plan is to try and raise enough money to have a bus with everyone's all the supporters' names on it, and the bus will drive around Penny Lane and past Paul McCartney's house and other areas of Liverpool. It's mainly filmed in Garston, by the way.
The 86 bus route?
The 86 bus. Okay, but they're trying to get one of these really old-fashioned buses and paint it up with, I'd say, the names under the mud and the supporters on it. And so if we raise enough money, that will happen. If not, then we still get a copy of the DVD signed and so on. So it doesn't cost much to be a sponsor. So again, go to underthemud.com or find it on our blog, and go to the website and be a backer. Why not?
Be a backer. I've never heard that expression before. Be a backer, because that's a good thing. Yeah, I like it. I like it. Okay, and that is the news this week. Roundup of the week. Rounding up the week. Ian, what's been going on this week?
Yeah, the big draw is still going on. We went to some events, and it continues at certain places, the NML places, through October. So keep looking out for big draw events. We went to see Vic Reeves.
You did?
At the Blue Coat. That was really good. He's got a new book out there, Vic Reeves' Vast Book of World Knowledge. That was excellent. That was part of the Literature Festival at the Blue Coat, which had other good events.
Catherine Burse.
chapter and verse. That's the name of it. Yes. We also went to see the Queen Mary too in Princess Dock today. That was great. And Egg, good show at Egg. That's the Super Collective Egg. That goes on for another couple of weeks, I think. That's good. And really, really good show at Cornerstone. Anne Desmet, really ace top printmaker. It's called Urban Evolution. Do go and see that. That's a really, really good print. She's done books and she's editor of the Printmakers World or something. really good show at Cornerstone. Also, more printing at Editions called This Island. That's two artists, Daphne Wahlberg Astor and Jason Hicklin. Really interesting story about the way they did this. They went to a small island off Ireland. What's it called? Tory Island, isn't it? Tory Island. T-O-R-I, mm-hmm. I think. And just spent a while there. It looks living in tents. They're in separate tents on either side of a wall or something, and in the middle of the field. And they just get up and walk around the island each day and then come back and meet up in the evening and talk about what they'd seen. And they're both printmakers, but they have very different ways of printing. And so this is the work that came out of that. Yeah, Torian is only 200 Gaelic speakers on the island.
Really good, really interesting.
Yeah, and also we were walking through the OE place, the tourist information place in Whitechapel, and we spotted that the Royal Standards sale, which was that really good show they had in the Royal Standard itself earlier in the year. That was like a January sale. They had lots of artwork, and prices kept going up and down, with you know, depending on how much things were sold, and just like a real sale. It was excellent. And now they're doing the same thing in the OE place in Whitechapel. So there's some really good stuff there. Have a look. Yes, that's the roundup for the past week, I think.
Well, you've rounded it off then. That's the roundup of the week. Sorry. This week we will try not to enjoy ourselves. This week, Ian, there's a lot going on. I've had a look down the list. There's a lot. So let's start off with you getting off Edge Hill. It's a common euphemism meaning not going all the way to Lime Street.
Yes.
Let's leave it there.
Okay.
But go on, tell us what's this show about?
Yeah, the full title is XXX Get Off at Edge Hill. Which is deliberately being a bit naughty there. I get plenty of hits from people searching for certain things. this is metal at Edge Hill Station. It's actually on Edge Hill Station. It's like part. It's on the platforms. It's like a Harry Potter address. You know, platforms 1, 2 at Edge Hill Station.
Nine and three quarters. You're thinking there.
That's right. In Harry Potter, yes. you know metal have been busy at Edge Hill for a while now. They had the place in Marmaduke Street, and then they started working on in the station. They had a few shows there last year. Alan Al did a show and created another show, and they had some films there. And then they closed to do the proper full refurbishment, and now it's reopening this Thursday evening. You need to RSVP if you're going to go edgehill@metalculture.com. The viewing's Thursday evening, 6:30 till 9. And it should be good show. So it's opening with this new exhibition, again, curated by Alan Dow. And quite a few artists, some local artists, but even Marcel Duchamp is in it, and a few other well-known artworks. Haven't got the actual list of names. But we know, remember Alan Dow won the Liverpool Art Prize, and they've teamed up with some of the other people that were in the Art Prize, both last year, Imogen Stidworthy, and this year, Nicky McCubbing, Richard Meegan, and I think Elizabeth Willow's doing some stuff there as well, but maybe not past this exhibition. So it should be really good. And then, obviously, after the viewing, the place will be open Tuesday to Saturdays, 11 to 4. So go along and have a look. And in the foyer area, we had a look a while ago, there'll be a whole history about the Edge Hill Station, which is the oldest. Mm-hmm. The oldest passenger station in the world.
Brilliant. Okay, and that's this Thursday evening, the 22nd. Now, also the same night, late at Tate. So it must be. Well, is it the first Thursday? The second? What is it? It can't be the last Thursday in the month, can it?
It isn't. No. Normally, late at Tate is the last Thursday in the month. Not sure why it's been brought forward, but this Thursday, 22nd, 6 till 9, and Rothko's Murals, which we've mentioned before, are there on the ground floor exhibition area. And we've had a look. It's part of Rothko's specification that the room has to be quite dim, very dim lighting, and the walls are painted grey, and you know, the artworks are quite all over the place, dark reds and greys and maroons. So it's all very somber and serious. So when we went there, people, you know, you sort of sit there on the bench and just contemplate. And it is similar to Bridget Riley works. We talked about Make Your Eyes. It's quite an optical effect, and I was surprised that these Rothko paintings also have an optical. I didn't realise that. You know, when you just see small prints on the screen or something, but when you actually go in and the lighting is such, you know, you look stare at the paintings. It makes your eyes go funny. I see, they just seem to move somehow. Mm-hmm. As part of the later tape, there'll be talks, and there's some music, guitar music. Colin Fallows, who teaches sort of sound art at John Moores University, and Will Sargent, from Echo and the Bunnymen. Will Sargent, the two of them got together to produce some guitar music, which will be playing, an extra sound effect to the whole thing. So yeah, that's 6 till 9 on Thursday at Tate.
Well, excellent. You could head down to Getting Off Edge Hill and then head down to later Tate after that. Now, Friday's coming around already. An Edwardian family album at the Lady Lever Art Gallery. Ian, tell us about this.
Yeah, this is opening on Friday, the 23rd. This is at Lady Lever on the Whittle, and it's an old family, the Urtons of Bebbington.
The Urtons of Bebbington.
Yeah. And apparently Jack Urton was a keen amateur photographer, and his wife Biddy, and they. Young daughters, Mary and Louise. So it's just lots and lots of pictures of old Whittle, including the old tower at New Brighton and things like that.
Brilliant.
Mm. So, I'm not sure how many pictures. It's quite a small space they use in Lady Lever for these special exhibitions, so there won't be a great many. But it's fascinating. Fascinating insight into the life of the leisure time of middle-class family at the beginning of the 20th century.
Just what we always wanted to go and see. Mm. Now, coming up this Saturday, 24th of October, 4 p.m. at the Auditorium in Liverpool, John Moores Design Academy. Screening in conjunction with the exhibition, the Yes Men, which is part of AND.
It's part of the AND Festival. The Yes Men had their exhibition in the John Moores Design Academy, and the exhibition ends this weekend. I think it's Saturday or Sunday, 24th or 25th. And so a sort of closing event is this screening of Yes Men Fix the World. Difficult to explain what the Yes Men do, but they pose, they have like alter egos and do things about environmental disasters.
I saw it when it was live. I saw it when they posed on, it was BBC, or Channel 4 News, because I got it on Definite TV. And they posed as, I can't remember now, the Union Carbide. Yeah. As a representative of Union Carbide, and I watched it, and I genuinely sat there, I watched it, listened to one of the Yes Men go, yes, we put our hands up, we're guilty, we're going to make reparations for everybody, and I went, oh my God, the world has changed, the world has become such a fantastic place to live. I possibly shed a tear, and then I found out, of course, at a later, you know, it was a hoax, but what a brilliant hoax. How brilliant. That is the way the world should be, with people going, yeah, we're guilty, and we hold our hands up to these things. I'm moved, Ian.
Yeah, I have seen a bit of that video online somewhere, yeah. And it's great. Yeah, they're on the live news. It was the awesome.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And saying football disaster, it was us, and we're going to pay loads of money, give everybody massive compensation.
So that's the Yes Men. If you get the opportunity, go down there on Saturday and have a look at that, or alternatively, go to www.theyesmen.org. Now, while we're mentioning website addresses, we didn't mention Manky Monkey earlier, did we? Manky Monkey's website address was www.mankymonkey.com.
Yep, easy to remember, mankymonkey.com.
Yep.
It's a nice website, I had a look.
I liked it too. And you can follow them on Twitter. Follow them.
And Facebook.
Now, talk. There's a talk by Pete Clark this Saturday also. Looking back, facing forward. Tell us about this. There is an interview with Pete Clark, which you conducted the other week on the Definite Media site, I'm sure there's a little site. So tell us a quick bit about the talk.
Yeah, Pete Clark's excellent exhibition at Victoria Gallery Museum, the University of Liverpool. Looking back, facing forward, mistakes and metaphors. As you say, we interviewed him a while ago and listed that online. It's quite a interesting work. And so he's giving a talk. Yeah, go on to talk as well. Learn even more. at 1 o'clock this Saturday, the 24th of October at the M.
Now, coming up, oh, this Friday. Oh, strange, we've gone from Saturday to Friday. It's an opening. The rise of the women artists. Tell us about this.
Yes,
it's at the Walker Art Gallery.
At the Walker Art Gallery, yes, it's the new show at the Walker, The Rise of Women Artists. So it's opening to the public on Friday, the 23rd of October. It's tracking the historical changes influencing women art and explores the similarities and differences between the status and careers of women working in different areas within the fine and decorative arts field as reflected in the collections of the Walker Art Gallery. Yes, so it's mainly from the Walker's collection of women artists' works. There's quite a lot. But just mentioning a few, Paula Rego, Helen Chadwick, Louise Bourgeois, Alice Britton, and I believe Emma Rogers, well, he's got sculptures in one of the galleries. That's it, yes, it should be an interesting matter.
Should be an interesting one, that's a good line of art.
Yeah, and it goes on till March the 14th next year.
Brilliant, okay. Now, opening on a Sunday, Sunday the 25th, this Sunday coming, Sunday the 25th of October, at Birkenhead Park Visitor Centre, Robert Jackson Retrospective. Now, is this a pseudonym? Is this yourself? you're starting to go red, actually. It's a pseudonym, isn't it? It's a pseudonym, come on.
No. Actually, no relation at all, that I'm aware of, anyway.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Jacksons on Merseyside. But I do know Robert Jackson's work, because... he actually did a portrait of my daughter because he used to in Clayton Square. You might remember the guy in Clayton Square years ago. Used does pastels, and he's doing pastels of pastel portraits of people
as they pass by,
and wanted to have your portrait drawn there and then. And Emma had hers done, really, really good. And I've seen his work around, because he's been around for a long time. This is like a 25-year retrospective. He's taught art in places. He used to live in North Liverpool, now he lives on the Wirral. And another reason I'm plugging this is because it's in the Birkenhead Park Visitor Centre. They built a brand new visitor centre there, which I haven't seen yet. So I'm keen to go over and see the visitor centre and see Robert Jackson's retrospective. And it's just on for the week. So that's why it goes from Sunday to either next Saturday. And it's half term week, so and he's running workshops, so bring your kids along and show the kids how to do some good pastel artworks. He's done really nice words portraited as landscapes. He's done Monet's garden and all been there and painted it and other good work. So yeah, it's a good one. All of next week, but from Sunday 20th in Birkenhead Park. Visitors.
Brilliant. Okay, now coming up next week on Monday the 26th. Now I'm gonna go. Gin Lane, Liverpool by Alice Lenkiewicz.
Good.
Okay, what do you think? Was that right?
Yeah, Alice Lenkiewicz.
Okay. Yeah, this is Dot Art Gallery. Tell us a bit more.
Yeah, Dot Art. This is the next exhibition. Opens on Monday, 26th. And it's a local professional artist, Alice Lenkiewicz. And she's done a series of artworks based on, it's a sort of commentary on...
Based on me?
He could be, yeah, couldn't he? Yeah. Gin Lane, yes, yes. But Liverpool's nightlife and drinking culture. Is there one? Oh, right. So it says here, so more than 8% of Liverpool's population are drinking at levels that will lead to significantly harming their physical and mental health.
And that of others.
Yes, yes. It can be pretty nasty down. So she's actually been around the streets of certain parts of Liverpool and used these artworks from what she's seen there, raising similar concerns to the binge drinking of the 18th century when we had like Gin Lane, you know. Could be interesting.
You would not want to be standing out with your sketchbook.
No.
Excuse me, do you want to... No, don't punch. No, just hold that. That's great, thank you. Just hold the bottle. No, I tell you, better don't put the bottle down. Okay.
I don't know whether it was all taking photographs or sketch. What would be interesting to ask her and find out.
Now, also coming up next week, early next week, Tuesday. We've got an opening on a Tuesday at 6 in the city. I like that. 6 in the city. Tuesday, 27th of October, Liverpool Academy of Arts. Go on, what's that about?
The Academy of Arts. They normally open on Tuesday. They normally have their viewings on a Monday evening.
Yeah.
So I'm sure on the Monday evening for the viewing, you'd let you in. But and then they typically run for 2 weeks, so it'll be 2 weeks from that. Six in the city, party, and they're all local artists, and very good too. Eddie Scott Jones, Deborah Butler, Mary Campbell, Irene Jones, Martin Jones, no relation, and Brian Rowe. Good artists, all different media.
Mm-hmm.
So that opens on the Tuesday.
And see www.la-art.co.uk for more information. Brilliant. And that is all coming up. Further ahead. Now, Ian, further ahead. There's no Art in Liverpool podcast next week because there you go. I think we've really gotten to grips with this microphone that I don't have to hold anymore. Do we? I will hope it turns out okay at the other end, but it does mean that two of us can talk at the same time.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. Normally I have to wait for you to stick the microphone into my face.
Yeah.
But now we both are very close together. With our
It's intimate, isn't it?
Side by side around the one microphone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a bit too much information for me to know it's intimate. But anyway, further ahead. Thursday, 29th of October, from 6 till 8, Raymond Sinclair and Stephen Collett. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is at the, it doesn't say where it is, but it's at the Mocha Lounge. Stephen Collett has been there before, and he's there again. with new work, I think. And Raymond Sinclair, I don't know, I've seen an image, and it looks really good, but I haven't seen him before. So yeah, that opens on Thursday the 29th, 6 to 8. Just quickly run through these things that happen next week. On the Thursday, this is an interesting one because, well, on Friday this opens to the public as a new gallery. In the Baltic area, just across the road from Nova CUC and the A Foundation, Stanhope Street, where Cane's Brewery is. Just further down from there, there's John O'Keefe sign writers and Atkinson's framers.
Yeah.
Sort of above that place, there's a new gallery opening. And it's called The Gallery Liverpool. and so the viewing's on the Thursday evening, but that's by invite only. But then it opens probably on the Friday with an exhibition by Stephanie DeLange called Body Landscapes, and she's a photographer. You probably may have seen her book, Liverpool People. And she's done this project where she's taken photographs of various parts of people's bodies, which you may think, ooh, first of all, they're not very nice, not very pretty, but then they can be, part of the body. So that body image. And so, preceding that, there's a debate in the Leggett Theatre in the Victoria Gallery Museum of the University, where they used to teach anatomy. There's a debate with chaired by Roger Phillips from the BBC Radio Merseyside. Any questions style debate, and that's in the afternoon, 4:30 to 6:30, and that's open to everybody. So go along to the VGM Leggett Theatre for the debate about the body image in the media.
Right. Okay. I don't know what to say. For some strange reason. okay. I'll look forward to seeing this. The Gallery Liverpool.
Yeah. There's one or two images on the website. They've got their own website as well. Thegalleryliverpool.co.uk. I think it is. So you see, you get an idea of what the images are like if you have a look.
So I'm surprised that that URL was still left here.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so also coming up the same night, Thursday the 29th of October from 7 o'clock onwards,
A Journey into Vision and Sound.
What's that about?
Yes, we only got details this very recently. This is the next exhibition at 3345 Park Street. That's the bar upstairs at Park Street. Red House Originals, they created the current show there, or put together the current show there, and they organised this next one. And it's by the pioneering pop artist Dudley Edwards. I don't know a lot, but he's only just got the information, but he's been around a while, he's a pioneering pop artist, and he did this piano, very colourful piano, what was it called, the magic piano, I think they call it, which Paul McCartney used to when he played something, that man it was. But yeah, it's used by, it's in Carnaby Street. So, you remember all the Carnaby Street designs.
Yeah.
Very colourful, psychedelic type colours and the piano and other artwork of that ilk and other stuff as well. So, The Journey into Vision and Sound, Dudley Edwards. We'll have to get more information.
I'm familiar with psychedelia. anyway.
It opens at 7 o'clock on Thursday, 29th.
Brilliant. Okay. Now, coming up on Saturday, the 31st of October, this is Halloween. The art fair, the art and artisan fair at the Empire Theatre Atrium. Another art fair.
Yeah, another art fair by the same people who organised some of the other art fairs, Lawaka. They had shows at the Blue Coat. Where else? They're going to have one edition later, Christmas one. And this is the next one. And it coincides with the thing you already mentioned, Little Design Festival, which runs on the 30th, and the Eco Design Show, which runs until Sunday. But on the Saturday, from noon till 7 o'clock in the evening in the Empire, this is in the Empire Theatre Atrium, that's that area.
The Atrium area.
Yeah, because it was it didn't used to be there, and then they extended it, didn't they? That area next door. It's quite a big area with a bar and everything. So somewhere in there, there'll be this about 30 local artists and contemporary craftspeople will be displaying their wares. So get along and buy some stuff, and as well as going to the design festival as well.
Brilliant. Okay. Now, also coming up the same night again, it's a it's Halloween. It's 6 till 9 at Tate Liverpool.
Night of the Machine at Tate Liverpool.
So Young Tate are taking over Tate Liverpool to do what are they doing there? Young, is that what Young is these days? go on, what are they doing there?
Yeah, scary, isn't it? Maybe that's why they're not having the later Tate that week, because on the Saturday, the very last day of October, Halloween, there's a special. There's always lots of Young Tate things going on, and so this. So this evening, Halloween, they're taking over the Tate Liverpool, and they're responding to the current big exhibition there, the Joyous Machines, Michael Landy and John Tingley. Don't know exactly how they're doing it. They're celebrating his work with an interactive Halloween event. Themed costume party. Oh, we're too old. Well, at least I am anyway.
We're well too old for that, mate.
Well, you might be. Anyone between 13 and 25. Entry is free. Entry is free, includes free admission to the gallery, the exhibition as well, for one night only. If you're into Young Tate, get along to that. 6 till 9.
Okay, well, that's something. They're excluding me, you know. And who can blame them? I'd exclude me too. also come up the same day that. It's the New Village Fete at heebie-jeebies. These have been going on monthly, haven't they? The last Saturday in every month?
Monthly, yeah, but normally the first Saturday each month, I think.
Right.
And I think there is one in early November as well, but they're having a special Halloween-themed one. This is one of the other art and craft fairs in heebie-jeebies called the New Village Fete. And so again, lots of arty, crafty people in heebie-jeebies on the ground floor and the first floor. And they used to have music and food going on in the courtyard. So I think the Halloween twist of the food might be apple bobbing or something.
I like the sound of it.
Yeah. so that's from 11 in the morning right through till 4:30 in the afternoon.
Now, I should mention before we move on to the next thing that we're going to move on to is Day of the Dead celebrations at the Blue Coats. But on the Halloween, the Blue Coats are also having a kind of Malcolm Lowry themed event. And there's going to be a coat tour going around the world with various little drop-off points around the world. So you can see, oh yeah, very, very high golf. He's ready to do this. All that kind of stuff. And then round to, they're going to visit your favourite place, I know, here, the Syphilis Museum on Paradise Street. Remember the Syphilis Museum?
No,
there used to be a Syphilis Museum on Paradise Street. Believe it or not. I was like, what do you want?
That's how Liverpool One.
Yeah, it's where Liverpool One is. Yeah, okay. It's kind of like, oh my god.
With the Halifax building.
Well, we must be able to pick it out.
Well, next to the Beehive pub.
Well, I've seen photos, so I think it might be where the old, where the Holiday Inn was, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Yeah, well, that kind of stands to reason where the Holiday Inn is. Yeah. So they're also doing something during the day, and then they're doing something in the evening as well. So that's all Malcolm Lowry based. But moving on to the next day. The Sunday, the 1st of November, Day of the Dead.
Day of the Dead. Yeah. I don't know anything about this Day of the Dead.
I'll put my team back in.
Yeah, so is Day of the Dead actually the same as Halloween, or is it, I mean, this event on the 1st of November? So I don't know. But yeah, it's the Mexican Day of the Dead. And this, Malcolm Lowry's book, Under the All Saints Day, which is, Halloween is the day before, so All Saints Day is the Day of the Dead, very good. Under the Volcano, the book by Malcolm Lowry, is all about this Day of the Dead thing in Mexico, or inspired by the celebrations. So, yeah, they're doing stuff. At the Blue Coast from 2 till 4. It'll include creative workshops for children, help artist Xavier Calderon make a Mexican Day of the Dead altar. Make an altar, and what do you do with it? I'm a member of the Dead, I think, is where you hang like a straw donkey or something, and you bash it.
You know, they do that at kids' birthday parties these days. You can buy them at practically loads of places now.
Dead donkeys?
Dead donkeys, yeah. I can't remember what they're called. Somebody listening to it, I don't know what they're called. Yeah, but I can't remember. You bash them with sticks. Pull them sweet.
And you're blindfolded, you're wearing a mask. You can't see it. And they spin you around.
The Americans do it all the time.
It's torture. But maybe we'll pop in and see how they make things. And on the
Sugar Schools,
right? Yes, okay. From the 1st of November. Just from 2 till 4. Day of the Dead celebrations. I was reminded of something. Yeah, there's the other stuff. Also, going on Blue Coast, I haven't got the full details yet. This weekend, maybe starting this weekend, this Friday, is Living Sketchbook.
All right.
Loads of stuff going on, again, with LinkedIn, with primary care, with health and health. We'll be posting details of that on the website after this, so there's a lot of activity where, and Culture Pool are involved, they're doing an event.
Brilliant.
They've been working with Primary Trust, in Kensington, Soul Stew thing. That's all linked in with this, so it's that's start over this Friday. Jude Kelly will be there after she's opened the metal place. Look out for details on the website. I'm worn out now.
You know, I'm gonna read that on the website. I'm not sure if I understood what was going on there. Living Sketchbook. However, Ian, for a particularly long podcast, for some strange reason, and not a particularly successful one recording this and that, and lots of messing around kind of wise.
Lots of monkey business going on.
Spanners, monkeys, banana skins we've been slipping on.
Yes.
I'd like to say thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening and goodbye. Okay, that's fun.
Thanks for downloading from Deafnet Media.